Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
We shall onboard computer synchronization.
All right, we're kind of getting into a little bit of the details of why I recommend what I recommend and, you know, how to use it, where it's appropriate, what its purpose is, and how it benefits you. And talking about CCleaner and MyDFrag, those are two of the real important ones in all versions of Windows. Now, some of the stuff that I utilize back in the Windows XP days, and I realize there's still many of us that are using Windows XP. There's nothing wrong with that. It is not panic time to get rid of Windows XP, particularly if you're using it in kind of a home situation or as a hobbyist. If you're in a professional, you know, if you're in an accounting office, just in terms of legal liability, you might want to consider getting rid of XP and upgrading. But for the vast majority of us in a home or hobbyist situation, Windows XP, it's not an emergency to get rid of it. And if you're one of those folks that's still utilizing it, there's another couple of applications that I use that aren't really useful on Windows Vista or 7 or 8. And one of them is called PageDFrag. It's a really old piece of software, actually. It's become a part of the Microsoft inventory when years ago they purchased the developers of that piece of software along with other pieces of software they developed. Mark Rosinovich and his partner did some great software that eventually Microsoft just had to buy them just because they were too cool. And one of those is PageDFrag. And what PageDFrag does is it takes the file that normally cannot be defragmented during Windows operation, that's really important because it's the virtual memory file or the paging file, pretends to be RAM in Windows, and defrags it. It has to happen on reboot, and it does a great job, and it's super reliable, and its interface is very simple. If you're using Windows XP, you will be amazed, if you've never run it before, what a difference it will make in a Windows XP machine. Now, here's what's important to know. If you're using Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, or 8.1, it won't run. Don't use it. Don't download it. Don't waste your time. Another piece of software called NT, that's N as in Nancy, T, RegOpt, N-T-R-E-G-O-P-T, does registry optimization, and it does it well. And again, it requires a reboot, as any legitimate registry optimization software will. And what you'll find, if you've got a machine that hasn't really been maintained at this level ever or for a long time, like a year or two, is that you'll probably have to run several of these applications over. You know, we talked about having to run MyDFrag for 3-4 nights, perhaps. Well, what will happen oftentimes is as MyDFrag optimizes your hard drive, it will fragment the paging file and require you to run PageDFrag again for best results. Now, I wouldn't sit here every month and do this over and over and over and over. You have a life to live and a computer to use. But again, if it's been a year or two and you haven't done it, any of these utilities, or haven't done them in a long time, you may have to do them two or three times. After you do the MyDFrag thing for 3 or 4 nights, even though you did PageDFrag 4 nights ago, you may find that when you run PageDFrag, it shows some fragmentation of the paging file, and we'll suggest you run it again. Go ahead and do it. NT RegOpt. I always run NT RegOpt, which is a registry optimization tool, after I do a registry cleanup in CCleaner. Because to optimize the registry and then run CCleaner to clean the registry is kind of backwards. You want to clean out the trash first and then fix the order of stuff. And so CCleaner first, the registry cleanup, and then NT-RegOp. Now, again, NT-RegOp, like Page Cleaner, Windows XP only. All right? Don't waste your time with these two utilities with the later versions of Windows. CCleaner, universal, all versions of Windows. MyDefrag, all versions of Windows. I mean, all that have been used in the last 15 years. Protection, antivirus. Last several weeks, I have been very, very, very close to recommending Bitdefender to you. And it taking the top spot from Avast. And one of the reasons, and I think they know this, I mean, I don't think they know this for me personally, but I think in general they know this, that one of the really powerful features of a top-notch antivirus software, I mean, one of the ways to really get to the top of the list, whether it's top of Dr. Dave's list or any other expert's list, is to be really, really efficient. And they are. Bitdefender is. But you know what? They're too efficient. They're too clean. And I wish they weren't. I mean, if they just added a couple very simple features, I'd be recommending them on a heartbeat. But one of the things that Bitdefender does not allow you to do is do exclusions. Now, the truth is, most of us don't think about exclusions, but a lot of us should. If you've got a big database program that you use, oftentimes you just need to exclude that database file or that folder so that, especially in a multi-user environment, you're not scanning that software or that data file every single time somebody uses it. It can get really be a huge performance hit. And so Avast has the feature of being able to exclude, like QuickBooks, exclude QuickBook files. QuickBook files do not get infected with viruses. So you don't need to scan that QuickBooks file folder, speed up QuickBooks dramatically. Bitdefender doesn't give you that ability. One of the things that happens with Avast is that they really have gotten very, I think, obtrusive with their promotions, trying to get you to buy it and do add-ons and all this kind of stuff. And they don't do it in a way that's very clear. They kind of are a little bit misleading with these aggressive pitches. And sometimes it's tempting to do things that you don't realize that you don't have to do in terms of paying for stuff and adding features. Now, to be fair to Avast, you do have the ability to go in under appearance and remove a lot of the stuff that pops up, you know, like community involvement and Avast suggestions. You can uncheck those boxes in the configuration and shut those down to almost nothing. But you have to know how to do it. And it just takes a little extra time. You know, it'd be nice when you did the install if they asked you the question. You know, would you like this turned on or off? Now, there'd be a half a dozen questions, and perhaps that might be a little troublesome to some people, but it'd give you the opportunity to configure it right up front the way you wanted it to and shut it up. And I don't begrudge them for attempting to make a living from their great piece of software. I mean, they deserve it. And for people who buy it, you know, I don't begrudge them. The problem is that when you pay for that stuff, you get so much stuff added on that I believe it really becomes a negative. That it's a real positive. When you pay for that software, you're getting some other stuff, but it is not a benefit, generally. So, free Avast, still number one in my book. We're going to talk about firewalls and some other stuff on different versions of Microsoft Windows because it's so important. There are some significant differences between XP, Vista, 7, etc., and some different recommendations on how you deal with that. For the most part, firewalls, third-party firewalls are unnecessary, and we'll talk about that. It is an incredible, ironic reversal from what I was telling you 15, 20 years ago. But there's a good reason why, and an accurate and important reason. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. You can join me here live at 866-821-8255. And, of course, the live during the show only email drdavelive@gmail.com. Second hour after this.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.